Good morning, everybody. Lee Brower here. Welcome to this week's edition of Meaningful Monday. I am so grateful to be here. I am so glad to be here. You know, sometimes things happen. Last week's Meaningful Monday touched me, okay? The whole story about Jim Abbott and how this young boy in the third grade been practicing to play baseball and in his mind could play it as well as anybody with two arms because he only had one arm. You remember the story? And then how his hero, after he already made Hall of Fame and major league career pitching with one arm, his hero was his third grade teacher. Why? Because his third grade teacher took the time to figure out how to tie a shoe with one hand. You don't think that's a problem. That's a problem. And he taught it to Jimmy, little Jimmy Abbott. And Jimmy Abbott, from that point on, knew that he could accomplish anything he wanted. Well, because of that story, it's like you start to see stories around you, but one happened right square in my lap that I'd love to share with you. I had the opportunity this last week to go with my daughter, Natalie, and her two daughters to a trampoline park. Two daughters are ages 4 and 6, almost 7. And the 6-year-old, little Sloan, which means warrior, okay, she has spina bifida. That doesn't stop her. So she's in a wheelchair, and I get her over close to the trampolines, and she pops right out of her chair, and she's out there, and she's bouncing. And she's just sitting, you know, sitting and bouncing like everybody else, and kids are running all around all over the place. It's chaos. And it's like none of the other kids see her. They're just like almost running over the top of her. And her sister gets over into another room, which is you had to get quite a ways. We have to keep an eye on her. She's just all over the place. But anyway, we get over there, and so Sloan wants to go in the room. Well, as you go in the room, there was a little separation. She was crawling, and her legs fell in it. Didn't hurt her. She just caught. So I helped her out, but she was hesitant to go in there by herself. Well, I didn't. It wasn't the kind of thing that I could jump in on, but we encouraged her. If she felt right, we told her she's brave. She can do it. So she's sitting there thinking about it. But there was a little 4-year-old girl, and she was watching her. Out of all those kids, this little girl was watching her. And she came over very quietly and she said, "Hi, can I help you? Come on, come with me." And she sticks out her hand and she gets down on her knees and she goes with her and she gets her in there. This is a 4-year-old with an almost 7-year-old. But she could see something that the other kids couldn't see, that the other parents couldn't see. And she got in there and those two just played together. One time little Nora crashed off of a slide and I asked Sloan, I said, "She all right?" She goes, "Yes, I gave her a hug, Papa." And those two bonded, and they had just a great time. In fact, her name is Nora, so we call it a Nora moment. Wouldn't it be great to have the eyes of a child, to be able to see things that other people, it's invisible to others? How cool would that be? You know, small acts of kindness, they ripple out far beyond the immediate moment. They create waves of goodwill and loyalty that just can go on forever. So, in fact, they've now developed a friendship, and little Sloan went this last Saturday and spent time with her at an event that they were having, and who knows where these ripples will go, who knows who gets influenced by it, but I know that I saw it. And so my empowering question for this week is, who can I see this week that previously might have been invisible to me, that is struggling in some way, that I might find a way to act with kindness? Maybe it's just a smile. It might be just, or it could be go beyond that, but to do it without expecting anything in return. I mean, really, it's about noticing the struggles of others where we can act, if we can act ideally. Like I said, it could be just a smile, but we could act with kindness and compassion. And those moments are moments that create ripples that can carry out for generations, really. So I'm grateful for that Nora moment. Let's find more Nora moments, shall we? So why don't we make that all our empowering question for this week? Who can we see that normally is invisible to us, that we may be able to extend a hand to, a smile to, but make a difference in their lives? We can be catalysts. Have a meaningful week. Have a meaningful week, and we'll talk next week. Bye-bye.